Reverse engineering the dark side. You might not want to do it because kind of depression. But if you wanted to do it, you can either go about it the easy way or the long way, because the easy way is just believe what the Bible says in Galatians 5:19. We can put labels on them like narcissist or psychopath, sociopath. It's just the dark side. It's just the flesh. It's just different degrees of the flesh mind. That's all it is. The psychopath is pretty much hardened their heart, and they don't get any joy or pleasure out of normal stuff, so it has to be evil, you know. The narcissist is pretty much a flesh creature who's in training. Who's in training to be a psychopath. So really, it's like, it's all about the heart, a hard heart or a soft heart, you know. But those who are not reborn by the Spirit of God, they're going to be keep going down, 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 down. If people are interested, you could take each attribute of the Spirit and flip it and see how they're trying to mimic it with the energy of the flesh. In other words, so let's say you have love from the Holy Spirit. Agape love. They don't know what agape love is. It's because it's God's love, you know, for people. So they'll flip it around into, instead of love, it's either lust or some kind of get. They want something. They think, because they, it's upside down mirror. It's hard to even think like them. But it, when you love somebody, you're gonna help them, do for them, be there for them. When they love somebody, the flesh creatures, they love you because you do for them. In other words, they want to get something. They give to get. If you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. That's their whole mindset, you know, and they think that's normal. They really believe it's normal. If somebody wants something, they say, well, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. You know, in business, it makes sense. Reciprocal. It is a reciprocal reality, but when it comes to love, that's a whole different ballgame when it comes to give and receive. Now, if you're just giving all the time and nobody's giving back, pretty much they don't have the power to give back. They don't really know how to give back, you know. So that pretty much proves that they don't have the love of God, because when you have God's love, you give. You want to give something. You might not have any money, but you give something. Give your time, your energy, knowledge, skills, whatever it is. Joy. Another example would be joy. So joy, is not happiness. Joy has nothing to do with happiness. It's, happiness is like up and down, up and down, up and down. But joy is, you can be joyful no matter what's going on around you, because you see it from the eternal perspective. And that's what it comes down to, whether it's love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith, whatever it is, it's all because it's outside of this realm. This realm is the sine wave, the snake eating itself, the up and down, the night and day, the drama, the Draco Ma drama. D-R-A is Draco, dragon, the dragon. Time, cycles, PMS, up and down, up and down, up and down. Emotions come and go, but joy would be able to have joy forever in Christ, you know, no matter what happens down here. So that's my point. They don't have any joy. They don't have any love. They don't really have any peace. There's no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. So what are they going to do? They're going to try to put on peace by the energy of the flesh, through what? Drinking, drugs, fake smiles, fake. They're just fake. They really don't have any peace. It's all fake. And they want to steal your peace. They're actually, all those things I've mentioned, in the spirit walk, they're trying to vampire off of you. And they'll try to, just like the Superman series I just watched, the Bizarro world wants to just psychic vampire all your peace and all your love and truth. If you yoked up with a narcissist, you kind of, or a psychopath, you kind of lose your identity. But when you get away from them, you realize they didn't have nothing. They didn't have anything you wanted. They don't have any peace. They don't have any joy. They don't have any self-identity. They don't have any ability to be stable on their own. They can't function without you. And so they have to vampire off of you. It kind of blows your mind, to be honest with you. When you see it, you could reverse engineer it or just believe the Bible. But if you wanted to reverse engineer it, it's just the opposite, the anti, and it's the energy of the flesh. So you just take anything that's a good attribute and you flip it. You say, well, okay, so if I flip it, how does it spiral downward? So it's attack on the heart, right? So forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. You have to come to this conclusion in this life. If you're saved, you really do have to come to the following conclusion. You have to say, Lord, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Just like what Jesus did on the cross. You have to come to that conclusion because they don't. There is an AI program. They're running off of a flesh mind 666 cube hive AI program because the king of Tyre, the king of the flesh, the king of Tear, king of the tares, is the king of the flesh mind. That's why Jerry Springer, when they get on there, they start fighting, right? Arguing, fighting. It's the king of the flesh. You could probably decode Jerry Springer's name, Spring, up and down, the flesh. See, love, real love is what? Steady state. It's stable. Real joy is steady state. Real peace is steady state. Real truth is steady state. Somebody who's not really a truther, I'm talking about in the biblical sense, they're up and down. They're tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. So when you see all the Bible verses about tossed to and fro, you see the word stability versus instability. It's up and down. So the instability is the flesh mind. One day it wants this. If you've ever dated one of them, one day she'll say, I'm going to start recycling. The next day, she forgot about recycling. It's like a ball bouncing. Going here, going there, no stability. Just going with the wind. As the wind, just like when the wind's blowing, the trees are just moving back and forth, back and forth. There's no stability. And a lot of times they use the drama to try to destabilize you. See, that's what's happening with this system right now, the news media and all that. The system's using all the drama and the chaos to destabilize people. If you cut the news off, you'll automatically be stabilized. But if you keep watching the news, the drama, the news, you'll be destabilized. If you can stay stable in a world of instability, it's not you, it's Christ in you, because this place is unstable. It's always hitting you. If you can actually do it for a long time, you can actually see that it's a repeat simulation, and you can actually see past it, and you can actually know the game before it happens, like the stock market right now. Oh no, it's going to crash again. We had a good rally, but it's getting ready to crash. Well, guess what? It'll go back up. It's going to go back up. what will the narcissist do? They'll use Facebook. They'll use social media. They'll use something to try to get in your eye gate, in your mind, to say, oh, I'm happy. You should be, you missed out when you didn't really miss anything, because they're not happy. It's all fake. It's all fake reality. Unless they got saved. And if they got saved, they'd probably come apologize to you for messing with you. But the dark side is the anti. And it's when they try to be like you, it's the energy of the flesh, and they can never be like you. It's just like Wile E. Coyote. I promise you, if you think about the Wile E. Coyote Roadrunner cartoon, it's the same thing every day. If you notice the spirit creatures, they're just chilling. The flesh creatures are always going somewhere, doing something, scheming, come up some other Acme tool. ACME. ME is mechanical. AC is the 13. 1333. Mechanical device. God made man upright, but he sought out many devices. So they're always coming up with some new device to get their needs met in the energy of the flesh. And the ones that they can fool, they always have a bunch of people in the background. And if they try to keep all these people, it's like a network for them. They're getting something out of everybody. And if somebody escapes, if one of their flying monkeys escapes, they have to hurry up and get another flying monkey. And so they know people get tired of their junk, so they always try to keep these flying monkeys. That's what they try to do.